Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Krishna Janmastami Ki Jai. So we heard beautiful glorification of Lord Shri Krishna appearing in Mathura. And this is the reason why Krishna comes to this material world. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever there's a over influence of demonic culture, nature, no culture, then Krishna personally appears to again re-establish the principles of religion and set things straight, not only as Lord Krishna, but also as a follow-up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came personally again, that it's like when you instruct someone, do it like this, and you see that they still don't have it right. Okay, you hold the cartel like this. No, then you take the cartel and you show them again how to do it right. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to give him or reestablish the principles of religion, or what is the purpose of life and how to achieve it. So many times with book knowledge or with the first instruction, we might not follow correctly. So again, the Lord appears repeatedly, millions and billions of years ago. Even though modern scientists have us believe that 40,000 years ago, human beings didn't even exist because the evolutionary process has not achieved that platform yet. Still, the monkeys were hanging around, and apes and dinosaurs and all these kind of things. And the speculation from scientists, because they are prone to make mistakes, illusioned, it's all based on their theories, the Darwin theory, many theories. We don't base our whole life and our energy based on somebody's idea of what's right and what's wrong. We're hearing from Krishna. We're hearing from the Supreme Lord Himself, who is giving the absolute truth. I thought I would read at least the summary chapter of Birth of Lord Krishna. It's always good to hear a little summary. So this is, as described in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Hari, in His original form, appeared as Vishnu, so that His father and mother could understand that their son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here Vasudeva and Devaki are in the prison of Kamsa. But just in order to alleviate them from all fear and anxiety, Krishna appeared in the form of Vishnu with four hands, beautifully decorated. Because they were afraid of Kamsa, when the Lord appeared as an ordinary child, they took him to Gokul, the home of Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna has the whole plan. He appeared for Devaki and Vasudev, and then had Vasudev take him to Nanda and Yashoda. Mother Devaki, being fully transcendental, Satchidananda, does not belong to this material world. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared with four hands, as if born from her womb. As if born from her womb. Actually, Krishna was in the mind, in the heart of Vasudev, and transferred to the mind, the heart of Devaki. But in order to kind of go along with the so-called norms of this material world, for those who are atheistic and doubtful, who will never see God consciousness, then he appears in such a way. Upon seeing the Lord in that Vishnu form, Vasudeva was struck with wonder. And in transcendental happiness, he and Devaki mentally gave 10,000 cows in charity to the Brahmanas. Vasudeva then offered prayers to the Lord, addressing him as a Supreme Person, Parabrahman, the Super Soul, who is beyond duality and who is internally and externally all-pervading. The Lord, the cause of all causes, is beyond material existence. Although he is the creator of this material world, when he enters this world as Paramatma, he is all-pervading. Adantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. Yet he is transcendentally situated. For the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material world, the Lord appears as the Guna avatars, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Thus Vasudeva offered prayers full of meaning to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devaki followed her husband by offering prayers describing the transcendental nature of the Lord. Fearing Kamsa and desiring that the Lord not be understood by atheistic and materialistic non-devotees, she prayed the Lord withdraw his transcendental forearm form and appear like an ordinary child with two hands. The Lord reminded Vasudeva and Devaki of two other incarnations which he had appeared as their son. He had appeared as Prishnigarbha and Vamanadeva, and now this was the third time he was appearing as the son of Devaki to fulfill their desire. The Lord then decided to leave the residence of Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison house of Kamsa, and at this very time Yogamaya took birth as a daughter of Yashoda. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Vasudeva was able to leave the prison house and save the child from the hands of Kamsa. When Vasudeva brought Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that by Yogamaya's arrangement, Yashoda, as well as everyone else, was deeply asleep. Thus he exchanged the babies, taking Yogamaya from Yashoda's lap and placing Krishna there instead. Then Vasudeva returned to his own place. Having taken Yogamaya as his daughter, he placed Yogamaya on Devaki's bed and prepared to be a prisoner as before. In Gokula, Yashoda could not understand whether she had given birth to a male or female child. So we're all very fortunate to have this opportunity to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, to hear Veda Vyas, and to have the faith, Shraddha. The beginning of spiritual life means having some faith. We have enough faith and feeling, especially with the logical, philosophical presentation of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna book is a tremendous gift to humanity to understand. It's not just someone's imagination, or a few people got very enthusiastic and thought that they would make up a nice story. The Lord appeared, and he appeared because of this reason and that reason. If you've ever seen a really good movie, it has a plot, and it has many different workings to it, and oh, that happened, and this happened. And so Krishna, he creates the material world, he enters it, he exhibits his godly power, he saves his devotees, he reestablishes religious principles. When the Vedas are lost, especially we heard in how in Kali Yuga progresses, people become more and more irreligious. So Krishna He's very personal. And Srila Prabhupada, he translated this Krishna book so that at least the summary of the 10th canto, although we are following according to the instructions of Rupa Goswami, following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, that we should study from the very beginning on the lotus feet of the Lord and understand the creation, understand the different activities that took place when the Lord appeared, the purpose of His appearance, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyakva dehang punarjama naiti mameti suvarjuna. One who understands the Lord's appearance and activities. So how are we to understand the Lord's appearance and activities unless we hear from the Mahabhagavat? Unless we hear from a tattvadarshi, someone who's actually enlightened in this process of awakening their God consciousness, because all of us are conditioned souls covered by Maya, covered by the illusion that we're this body, and the mind has a good grip on us, thinking that, yeah, all this is very interesting, but when it's all finished, let me go on, carry on with my life. I have my wife, I have my children, I have my job, my responsibilities. I have my 5-year plan, 10-year plan. Most of the time, someone may have a very nice air-conditioned room, but most of the time they're working 12, 14, 18 hours a day just so they can supply the needs, so-called necessities, that he thinks will make him happy. So we're following the mind or the illusions of the materialists. There'll be no peace, no happiness, but real happiness, real peace, real united spirit comes when we awaken our Krishna consciousness. So this Krishna book is giving us in detail how Krishna came to this world, how he performed so many wonderful activities, and those who were fortunate enough to appreciate, and they offered beautiful prayers. All these prayers are basically, not basically, are directly meant to awaken our enthusiasm and our drive for completing this human form of life. Mukundadatta Prabhu was emphasizing that take this opportunity, take this time while we have the human form of life to worship Krishna. Not that we should simply waste our time and waste our energy. But there's so many books. The Krishna book, if we're reading it daily, hearing the sound vibration, then we can start understanding some of the feelings. Just like we in this world, we have parental feeling. A mother may feel a love for the child, so much so they're willing to give their life for the child. So Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were having these feelings of love for Krishna, extreme affection. And then there's the Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, different feelings of love, different expressions are there. So we have to take this process of Krishna consciousness seriously, and while we have the opportunity, we heard class yesterday that bhakti means devotion, but Srila Prabhupada translates as devotional service. Everybody wants to do some sort of work, some sort of service. So if we work for Krishna, if we use our talent in Krishna's service, then it's properly utilized, properly adjusted. So the birth of Krishna. I think I'll read some more, because the Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading in the assembly of devotees, is actually very enlightening. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the entire universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. So not only Krishna is appearing, but everything is being arranged in the whole universe. The constellation of Rohini appeared, as did stars like Ashwini. The sun, the moon, and other stars and planets were very peaceful. All directions appeared extremely pleasing, and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Just appreciate the depth of what Prabhupada is giving us from Srila Vyasadeva. Decorated with towns, villages, mines, and pasturing grounds, the earth seemed all auspicious. The rivers flowed with clear water, and the lakes and vast reservoirs full of lilies and lotuses were extraordinarily beautiful. In the trees and green plants full of flowers and leaves pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees began chanting with sweet voices for the sake of the demigods. A pure breeze began to blow, pleasing the sense of touch and bearing the aroma of flowers. And when the brahmanas engaging in ritualistic ceremonies ignited their fires, according to Vedic principles, the fires burned steadily, undisturbed by the breeze. Thus, when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and brahmanas, who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men, felt peace within the core of their hearts, and kettle drums immediately vibrated from the upper planetary system. So just see, when we have a party, if you have a birthday party, especially for a loved one, you want to decorate everything very nicely. You want to have the music, the band, and all kinds of friends. You're inviting all the friends and relatives. You cook very nicely so that everyone is happy. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this opportunity that we can actually cook for the Supreme Lord. We can, even we had to think of how to make a nice kitchen for Krishna. It's not like we're decorating some kitchen just for our own sense gratification. We're thinking, let us make a very nice place where the devotees can render service. And then Srila Prabhupada, as was mentioned previously, built this Krishna Balaram temple. He very much wanted to have a place where devotees can come and charge their batteries for the preaching mission. Because this is real religion, and real books, religious books, are meant to awaken our love for Krishna. And if people receive these books, I don't know how many languages we translate now, 70, 80? I think we're translating all the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the various literatures meant for enlightening mankind, 70, 80 languages. And when you look around, you see devotees from everywhere, all different colors. It's a multitude. It's a very colorful presentation for Srila Prabhupada at Lotus Feet. That we all come from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of previously. We had so many ideas of religion and, you know, family, community, nations, you know, whether one is, you know, Japanese, Chinese, South American, North American, African, Russian, Indian, Brazilian, all over the world, devotees are chanting and dancing. So this temple, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, is an opportunity for us to engage in service. And that service ultimately is meant to clean our own heart, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. If you come in the all day long, the kirtan's great, but I come in the evening time and I see and I feel the energy that although pilgrims are going from one place to another place, when they enter Krishna Balaram Mandir, that sound vibration, the chanting of the holy name, makes them immediately want to dance. I even danced a little bit. I think I got this far off the ground yesterday. It's very enlivening, the holy name. And it's our connection to Krishna. Because by coming to Krishna Balaram Mandir, coming to visit Vrindavan Dham, this is Chintamani Dham. This is the place of Kalpavriksha trees, Sarabi cows. But one who has the faith and conviction that this Sri Vrindavan is non-different than Krishna, then all the noise and all the different activities that go on externally will not be a challenge for him. It is challenging, definitely, but it forces one to see beyond the mundane. We have to see that Krishna is presently here and he's dancing on the altar. Premanjanach churita bhakti vilochanena. When we, by the process of hearing and chanting Krishna's holy name, we awaken this love, we awaken this feeling, then we can see Krishna and appreciate more and more this Krishna consciousness movement. I was reading recently Rupa Goswami's Nectar of Instruction, and although Rupa Goswami, he's giving the highest platform of love of God, he's again bringing us to the reality that we have to avoid the association of non-devotees. We have to take the association of Vaishnavas, live in the holy place, chant the Lord's holy name, follow rules and regulations, because when we are sick, the doctor gives us medicine and he gives us instructions that we should not do certain activities which will increase the infection. And that activity is basically pride, false ego, that we have to learn by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. We should become humble, understand that this body is very fragile, there's danger at every step in this material world, and if we utilize the energy for Krishna's service, for Srila Prabhupada's service, then Krishna reveals himself. And he's actually manifest in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's manifest in the form of the holy name. And the more we can chant and hear Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra, these sound vibration, is eternally existing. It's everlasting and it's joyfully performed. So I'd like to read some more from this birth of Lord Krishna. The Kinaras and Gandharvas began to sing auspicious songs. The Siddhas and Charanas offered auspicious prayers. And the Vidyadharas, along with the Apsaras, began to dance in jubilation. Just like when Maharaj was leading the kirtan, everyone was dancing in jubilation, throwing their hands in the air, and feeling that actually Krishna is present in his holy name. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. So So Krishna is super soul. He's in our heart. He's in everyone's heart. Although we are knowing what goes on as far as what our feelings are like and our wants and needs, I might understand to some degree somebody else's pains and pleasures, but fully I don't understand. Krishna is a super soul, the Lord in everyone's heart. He's guiding everyone, and those who are here have heard the super soul. They've taken guidance, and this guidance will take us beyond the process of birth and death. And the more we can actually hear from Krishna through the pure devotees, like Shukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj, and simply by reciting Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, he achieved perfection. And Parikshit Maharaj, simply by hearing the glorious and wonderful activities of the Supreme Lord, he achieved perfection. So the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanavedanam. Hearing, chanting, remembering the Lord, serving His lotus feet. So much opportunity is there in Krishna's home, ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada created a society so we can have the association of other devotees. We don't have to look for anything else. That we have nice prasadam, nice kirtan, beautiful darshan of the deities. Just see the devotees who are decorating and thinking about purchasing the flowers, and then of course arranging for all everything. And many people will be coming all over the world. Krishna Janmashtami is celebrated, not only in Hindu society, but it's famous everywhere. And then we'll have the opportunity later to bathe the Lord, the Abhishek, and bring our members in closer together so that we can actually build this Krishna consciousness and help save people from the repetition of birth and death and suffering in this material world. So reading is always a good thing when you don't study for class. When Vasudev saw his extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder. In transcendental jubilation, he collected 10,000 cows and distributed them among the brahmanas as a transcendental festival. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of King Bharata, Vasudev could understand that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Having concluded this without a doubt, he became fearless, bowing down with folded hands and concentrating his attention. He began to offer prayers to the child, who illuminated his birthplace by his natural effulgence, natural influence. Vasudev said, "My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Person beyond material existence. You are the Super Soul. Your form can be perceived by transcendental knowledge, by which you can be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I now understand your position perfectly. My Lord, you are the same person who in the beginning created this material world by his personal external energy. After the creation of this world of three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, you appear to have entered it, although in fact you have not." So Krishna is creating the material world. He's entering into the material world. But for those who don't have the proper understanding of Krishna, how he appears, they cannot understand clearly. So we have to hear. The Mahatattva, the total material energy, is undivided. But because of the material modes of nature, it appears to separate into earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Because of the living energy, Jiva Bhuta, these separated energies combine to make the cosmic manifestation visible. So Krishna is providing all the ingredients. Bhumi Rapanalo Vayu. He's providing the water, providing the air, fire. But in fact, before the creation of the cosmos, the total energy is already present. Therefore, the total material energy never actually enters the creation. Similarly, although you are perceived by our senses, because of your presence, you cannot be perceived by the senses, nor experienced by the mind or words. Avan manasa gocharam. With our senses, we can perceive some things, but not everything. For example, we can use our eyes to see, but not to taste. Consequently, you are beyond perception of the senses. Although in touch with the modes of material nature, you are unaffected by them. You are the prime factor in everything, the all-pervading, undivided Supersoul. For you, therefore, there is no external or internal. You never entered the womb of Devaki, rather you existed there already. So Krishna is always present, just like the sun is always present, but in the morning time we see the sun is manifesting in the eastern horizon. So Krishna is in everyone's heart. He was there already in Devaki, then it appears that he appeared from Mother Devaki. And the Lord, being all-knowing, and he appears exactly according to his plan and scheme. So 5,000 years ago, although there are millions and millions, billions of years or billions of creation, in our very time, we're hearing that same conversation of Krishna to Arjuna. We're hearing that same description of the prayers by Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. This is describing the Lord's appearance from the pure devotee, and this appearance will free us from repeated birth and death. One who considers his visible body, which is a product of the three modes of nature, to be independent of the soul, is unaware of the basis of existence, and therefore he is a rascal. Those who are learned have rejected his conclusion, because one can understand through full discussion that with no basis in soul, the visible body and senses would be insubstantial. Nonetheless, although his conclusion has been rejected, a foolish person considers it a reality. Oh my Lord, learned Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, annihilation of the entire cosmic manifestation are performed by you, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, and changeless in your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in you, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, because the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas, are under your control. Everything takes place automatically. So we have to somehow or other follow the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, and take this process of Krishna consciousness with enthusiasm, because without the enthusiasm and determination, then we don't have the ability to have the patience. Utsahan nischayat daryat tat tat karma pavartanat. That enthusiasm, determination, and patience has to be there. And the holy name will actually awaken this love for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarvasya chahang hridi sanavishto matat smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna is in our heart. He gives us remembrance knowledge and forgetfulness. So it's almost like when we're on Sankirtan, preaching, book distribution, sometimes, although you may want to say something to enliven the people to take a book, it seems like nothing is coming out exactly the way you want to inspire people. And after you've do some soul searching and really pray to Krishna that, Krishna, you're in charge. From you is coming knowledge, from you is coming remembrance, forgetfulness. Then somehow or other, Krishna enlivens or gives you the ability. Sometimes you can just really effortlessly say all the right things. And other times, you have to struggle to see how you can speak in such a way as to enliven the devotees, glorify Krishna, glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna himself appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the early appearance of the Lord, his pastimes, he didn't show from the very beginning. Of course, we know that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, but the Lord, when the devotees were in Kirtan in Srivas Thakur's house, he asked, what do you want to eat? And so they said, mango. But it wasn't mango season, but so they brought a mango seed, and the Lord planted the seed in Srivas Thakur's place, and immediately started sprouting, turned into a full tree, producing mangoes for everyone. And repeatedly, when the devotees wanted mangoes, they were available. So you may think, oh, this is just some small activity. But the Lord, after he was giving instruction and guidance, like when the Kashmiri Pandit came, and he was very famous for his scholarly presentations, Nimai Pandit, the Lord somehow met him, and he asked this Kashmiri Pandit that you say some prayers about Mother Ganga. So very quickly, he composed 100 beautiful prayers of Ganga Devi, and he recited them like the breeze. And the Lord heard and understood all of them. And he when asked, he carefully picked out, was it the 64th? Verse, and he gave a description that how is it that you're speaking like this, that he pointed out the faults and the improper way of presenting, and the Kashmiri Pandit was totally amazed, and Saraswati, the goddess of learning, appeared before him, and so he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas so that the people would not would offer proper respect, because previously in Vedic culture in particular, they would offer respect to the sannyasi, and they would actually see him as a representative of all the ashrams, all the orders of life. And by offering respect, because the sannyasi is one who's representing the absolute truth, they would make advancement. So the Lord, he sacrificed his family life. You can see he renounced the family, but in a way for the bigger family. Mother Sachi ordered him that you stay at least in Jagannath Puri so I can hear of your activities. So he followed like that. But the Lord, he gave up this family life. It took the sannyas order so that he can preach this Krishna consciousness in such a way that he converted all South India, all over India, and he ordered everyone that all his associates, Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, you go out and preach. And they were preaching, and even the deliverance of Jughai and Mudhai. So the Lord's appearance is to remind us again that we don't belong in the material world. We don't belong in this place of suffering. We should utilize this gift of the human form of life, and whatever ability that we have. We should use it in Krishna's service so we can go back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. And this glorification of Krishna and his pastimes, it has a transcendental effect on the mind and has a transcendental cleansing of the heart. Sri Janmashtami Ki Jai. So anyone have any questions, comments, additions, subtractions? Yes, Maharaj.
Because it's fasting till midnight, for those who can read, especially the Pentanto or the Krishna book, read as much as we can to remind us of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord to purify our hearts.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada would very much like to hear the pastimes of Krishna with all the devotees. So we should spend our time hearing and chanting. And I know the kirtan will be taking place, so you sit in front of Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai, Radha Shyama Sundar, Lita Vishaka Devi. And if there's some service that can be performed, there's kitchen activities, cooking, preparing. We're setting up for the festival all day long, so everyone should participate in this way. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi.